Hey, this is Dave Filoni, supervising director of Star Wars The Clone Wars, and you're listening to one of my favorite podcasts. In fact, the only podcast I listen to. Rebel Force
Radio! We are hearing Obi-Wan occasionally referred to as Ben, with no real explanation as to why. Will the origin of the name Ben Kenobi be explained?
You know, that it's never particularly explained. I think, you know, we don't get into why the name Ben. I believe the time that we used it was when Obi-Wan went undercover.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason we used it there was that it was like his code name.
Right.
It was like his underground code name. Now, interestingly enough, we tried to use it before. There was a thought that Satine would refer to him as Ben, personally. But it was actually George that changed it and said, no, she would just call him Obi. So Obi. That line actually got changed because the name Ben wasn't, I guess, commonly associated with him outside of the Jedi Order.
Well, I like that it's a code name. I think that's cool. I guess his undercover name.
Yeah.
He's like Donnie Brasco.
I think we're looking at the history of the name right there by itself,
right,
as it stands. He went on a mission once. He went by the code name Ben. And by the way, when he communicated back with Mace Windu, he said, this is Ben. And they carried on the dialogue. And then when they were finished, Mace said, okay, Obi-Wan, we'll talk to you later. He totally blew his cover.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm going to have to go look at that. Horrible.
Good idea, Obi-Wan. Just don't blow your cover.
What a terrible thing. I'll get that ADR'd. I'll have a production person on that.
But I think that's where we're seeing the origin of that. He had gone on an undercover mission once and went by Ben. And when it came time to go undercover again, he reused that name Ben. Must have liked how it sounded.
There was a line of dialogue, and Jim, maybe you'll remember, that people thought they had heard Ben a second time in the series. Yeah. But
Sauvage
apparently...
Opress, people thought when Sauvage Opress returned to Dathomir and was explaining to the Night Sister, Talzin, this guy he had, he was babbling this name over and over again. He said, a Jedi. And he said, it sounded like Ben Kenobi. But as we replayed it, he was actually saying named Kenobi, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, yeah, I think that's right, yeah.
It wasn't Ben. I can probably debunk that right now.
There you go.
You wouldn't call him Ben.
No,
I think we would have caught that, I hope. You never know.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, Obi-Wan, we'll talk to you later. Have fun on that mission you're on.
That's because it was a secure line by that point.
Right.
Oh, yes, of course. Of
right.
course.
Right. It's only during the dial-up portion of the hologram call that you're in jeopardy of having it broken.
Right. Get
once
Leland Chi in the room to take
they
notes.
Secure the line, the hologram is secured. Now that becomes definitive canon. Hey, this is Dave Filoni of Star Wars The Clone Wars, and you are listening to Rebel Force Radio with Jason and Jimmy.